Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things, the Press Box, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean here with us. And, of course, we know that the road to the Kentucky Derby ends at the Derby in Louisville, but it also begins at Churchill Downs with a couple of great two-year-old races later today. Gino, let's start with the Grade 3 Iroquois.
Yeah, and Buzzy, this is going to be a heck of a race, I think. And truly, there's a lot of buzz about Dale Roman's two-year-old colt, Dennis's Moment, a son of Tiz now that was purchased at the Fasig Tipton Saratoga sale in 2018, owned by Dennis Allbaugh and the Allbaugh Family Stables, named after Mr. Allbaugh. You know, he's had some really good horses that have made the Derby field in the past few years. He had J-Boy's Echo and Free Drop Billy and all trained by Dale Romans. And then he had a really good two-year-old by the name of Not This Time that ran second to Classic Empire in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile back in 2016, Buzzy. But if you ask Dale Romans, I think he would tell you the only horse he ever has trained and has the kind of potential that Not This Time had before he was injured and didn't make the Derby is Dennis's Moment. This is a horse Dale told me about 2 months before he ever ran his first race, Buzzy, and he said, back in a time when Dale was really kind of struggling at Churchill, the all-time winning his trainer at Churchill, and was having a tough meet, and I called him, and we did a little, you know, just a little chat, and he said, Gene, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. He said, in fact, I got a horse in my barn that may be the best thing I've ever seen. And sure enough, we're on the brink of watching Dennis's Moment in the Iroquois and find out, is he the next great one? Well, it's Dennis's Moment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So who among this outstanding field do you expect to give Dennis Moment the biggest challenge?
Yeah, it's a good field, Buzzy. There's a horse in here by the name of Scabbard. Scabbard is trained by Eddie Keneally. He ran second to Greenlight Go in the Saratoga Special. He's got a win and a second in just two starts. He's going to get Corey Lannery up. You know, this horse, I think, by virtue of coming out of Saratoga and that race, Greenlight Go is undefeated. He's 2-for-2. You know, he's got to be really considered in the mix. But there's a horse that ran down at Ellis Park, won the Ellis Park Juvenile, by the name of Rowdy Yates. You remember that name, Buddy?
I do remember Rowdy Yates.
Rowdy Yates was the name of the Clint Eastwood's role in Rawhide, the country western show that was on TV back when you and I were just youngsters. In our family, we never missed an episode of Rawhide.
No.
Rowdy Yates is named after that character on that show, and he's raced three times, Buzzy. He's got two wins and a second, but was very impressive. This is an Oklahoma-bred son of Morning Line. May turn out to be the best Oklahoma-bred ever in training, but Rowdy Yates, I think, will be an interesting horse to watch in addition to Scabbard. And then there's a third horse I'm going to throw in the mix a little bit, a horse by the name of Let Me Know, ridden by Calvin Burrell and trained by Ian Wilkes. This horse has been training lights out, Buzzy. Ian's been really kind of hot here of late, had a really good meet down at Kentucky Downs. So those are the three horses that I'm going to kind of zero in on a little bit in addition. But if Dennis's Moment is anything like what we think he may be, I think they'll all be watching the rear end of Dennis's Moment as they go towards that finish line down that famed Churchill Downs stretch.
All right. So from the Iroquois now, obviously the ladies beginning that road to the Kentucky Oaks as well, as in addition to the Iroquois, field of 9 2-year-old fillies entered in Saturday's 51st running of the Grade 2 Pocahontas.
Yeah, and both of these races, the Iroquois and the Pocahontas, are win-in-your-in races.
Yep.
For the Breeders' Cup. So there's a lot at stake, not only from getting your two-year-olds headed in the right direction for ultimate races down the road like the Oaks and the Derby, but also getting to that Breeders' Cup out at Santa Anita in November. The horse that is prominently mentioned in this race is a horse by the name of Portrait. She won by over 12 lengths at Ellis Park in a maiden race. She'll be jumping up to a Grade 2 event today, Buzzy, trained by Brad Cox. Portrait's got had two career starts, got a win and a third. Obviously very, very impressive in that race and that win down at Ellis. Will be the 8-5, went off as the 8-5 favorite in that particular race at Ellis. I don't know what odds she'll be, I think, the favorite going in, Buzzy, but this race, I think, has a lot more depth than perhaps people are given credit for. I think this could be a surprise in this race before we're finished.
Okay, so the question becomes, how do you play it then, my friend?
Well, I think you got to look at a couple of horses. There's a horse in here by the name of His Glory. This is a horse I really like down at Ellis Park in his last time, in her last out. Trained by Tom Amos, ridden by James Graham. James Graham won the riding title down at Ellis. Great guy, super guy, and Tom Amos is one of the best in the business. I think that this filly you got to take a really good, strong look at. There's a horse in here that Mike Maker has, Shadley,
yes,
by Julian Leperoux. I think that she may have a big shot in here as well. But there's a horse that I'm really going to kind of center on a little bit, Buzzy. Trained by Steve Asmussen, ridden by Ricardo Santana, Lotta Ott. Lotta Ott.
Yes.
And I think that she might be a real surprise in this particular race. Brad Cox has another one in here named British Idiom. But I like Lotta Ott, His Glory, and Chatelet. I'm going to play those with over and under Portrait, and then maybe Box Shadowly, His Glory, and Lotta Ott in a separate exacta, hoping that maybe I can hit a big one. But going to be great day of racing, Buzzy. The weather's
yep.
supposed to be spectacular. The sun's going to be shining. How can you pass up a great day of football on one screen and racing in your front of right down there on the front of the Churchill Downs lawn?
Come on, let's go. And that
let's
is
go,
the press box. And our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here is hoping that you and yours have a great and a profitable weekend at Churchill. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And keep in mind, we're gaining on it very quickly where your horse, Steed, and most impressive, Thunder Snow may be returning to these United States of America.
Yes, come on, let's go. Let's get it ready. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, brother.